Yes, troops, welcome back. Episode 9 of the Real Life Podcast, man. Nearly double figures already. Yeah. 9 weeks, cool. Man. Can you believe it?
Definitely, mate. Definitely, man. And honestly, mate, I need to be honest here. You've absolutely fucking nailed the intro now, mate. I can pure imagine you like in front of the mirror. What's happening, troops? No, that was shite. Hey, what's happening, troops? Oh, that was better. Do you know what I mean? You're that shit.
Nine tries, man. I've got it right. It's coming natural, isn't it? It's weird how
you're relaxing, mate. You look a bit loosey goosey now, mate. Fucking chilling out, mate. I love it. You know what I mean? But nah, dynamite, man. Dynamite. But mate, how are you feeling? We were obviously just speaking before we started. Chapter's coming to an end, mate.
Aye, man, like, I'm feeling emotions I've never felt in my life before this week. Like, I've off the back end of last week, I was basically in bed, no well, for the full week. Mm. I'd say today's the first day that I'm kind of feeling back to myself. It's been like 9 days of just a mad illness, which is diarrhea. Obviously, nah, no diarrhea, man, a bit of a chesty cough. Just like seeing your whole body's just sore, man.
Aye.
Like muscle pains and you're pure sweating and just feel weak. Just basically that. Big time. But I felt like that for a week, but I'm feeling kind of back to normal now. But like, they're leaving Bali tomorrow after 6 months away from home, 4 months of it being in Bali. And like, I've spent chunks of time away from home before, like 6 month deployments with the Navy, but I've never had this is the first time in my life I've had these emotions. Like, it's so hard to put into words, man, because normally after a deployment in the Navy, when you'd be going home, you'd be buzzing. Mm. And it's not that I'm no buzzing, but I've never been in a position where I want to go somewhere else, but I also want to stay in the same place at the same time. Like, yeah. I feel like I'm nostalgic. I look back on the last kind of 6 months of my life, and we're talking about like how life is chapters and life is a book. It's like so many different chapters. And this has just been one of these chapters in my life where it's like one of the chapters that I look back when I'm on my deathbed, and it'll be, I fucking done that. Like, mm. I experienced that. Like, I sold my car, me and Gemma sold our cars, saved up money, booked a one-way ticket and went.
Definitely.
And it's like the emotions I'm feeling within myself, it's hard to put into words, man, because it's like, I feel so grateful, I feel so like excited to go home, but I also feel so kind of lost at the same time, because it's like I've now seen and lived in another world that I never knew was there. Mm-hmm. And it's just, it's mad. Life is mad, isn't it?
Definitely, mate. Definitely. And I like the kind of the way you were putting it, is it shit that you'll look back at and go, fuck, we done that, mate. And it's like, this is something that's a part of you and Gemma's legacy now. Do you know what I mean? Like, you took the risk, you moved for 6 months. Germany went and seen some of the world. You went and seen Asia and that, because of fuck, you went and seen Australia as well, mate. Do you know what I mean? And it's like, I think like having that, I really think it's a healthy mindset to have, of always thinking about like, what stories can I tell when I'm older? Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, what can I tell my grandchildren that I done? Do you know what I mean? I think that's always, because that's what's going to ultimately take you out of your comfort zone, in my opinion, because although obviously everything we do, like you do it for yourself and that kind of stuff, you do it for your experiences, man. But see, if you're going, I want some pretty cool stories to tell when I'm older, you'll do more mad shit and you'll actually be thankful that you've done them, man. Do you know what I mean? Like, something I've been thinking about quite a lot as well, man, is like legacy. Like, what do I want to leave mm-hmm. as my legacy? What do I want to be known as? What do I want people to remember me as? And I know that can be quite a sad thing to think about, because obviously you're kind of thinking about life after you die. But like, I don't want anyone to look at me and go, I was just wee Keno that done fuck all. Like, you want it to be like, fuck, he done some mad things, man. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's what it is. And obviously, like, people that know you, your grandchildren, that will look at go, mind Ryan went travel, man. That's fucking mental. Do you know what I mean? Like, we'll look back at it, mate. So, absolutely class, mate. Would you say that you're not so much upset that you're coming home, but do you feel like a part of you is like stuck with Bali now, if that makes sense?
It really is hard to put into words, but people say that when you go traveling that you find yourself, but I've been honest, I've never felt more lost.
Mm.
Because it's like, now there's so many potentials in my head of what path my life could go down. Mm-hmm. Whereas a couple of years ago, I never really thought of that. I just kind of went about stuff. But now it's like, people say that you find yourself, but that is true. You kind of figure out who you actually are and kind of what you actually enjoy and what you like. But it's also opened up my eyes to so many different options, so many different horizons, so many different ways of potentially living your life. Like yeah. beforehand, people talk about, oh, I'd like to move to Australia. And it might be a wee thing in the back of your head, but now I've actually been there and it's actually a possibility. And in my head, it's just like, wow, like that could happen. That could be real. Mm-hmm. And it's weird because you think you're going to figure it all out, but now I've just got a lot more stuff to think about, which is, it's not a bad thing, but it makes you realise that there's an unlimited amount of options of what you can go and do with your life, which is fucking scary. It's scary, but it's exciting yeah. because there is so much potential out there, man.
To 100%. There's a lot that someone can take away for that, because a lot of people will be listening to this and they'll just be like they're not happy with their life, they've not got any purpose, they're just kind of living in Groundhog Day and all that shit, man, right? And it's like what were you doing 2 years ago, Ryan? Like, what were you actually doing 2 years ago?
In the Navy, fucking cutting up totties.
What are you doing now?
Living out in fucking Bali. Just travelled Asia with my own business.
Mental, innit? It just shows you what can actually be possible. And like, if someone's listening to that, like, look at us. It's like, don't, like, as I'm not saying you're not special. Like, it does, like you're just like me, mate. Just your everyday guy, you know, that kind of stuff. And you've made your life your priority, and you're living it on your terms now. You're no different from. Don't get me wrong, man. You've got a bit about you, mate. So you are probably a bit different to some people, right? But it's like, anyone can do what you've done, but not anyone will have the work rate that you have to make shit happen like you do, unless they have this pure light bulb moment, unless they have that like realization and have a fucking reality check. Do you know what I mean? It's like a lot of people say the same as you. Oh, why do this? Why do I go that? Why do I go to Australia and that stuff? And it does just stay words because they just think it's nice to say. But in reality, when it comes to taking action like you have, they've just not got it in them yet. So somebody listen to this, man. If you feel triggered with that, take action, mate. It's time to fucking grow up here, boys, man. Do you know what I mean? Fuck your 95. Get out there. Like, you know, fuck the 95s.
Everyone's got this hidden potential within them. And like, yeah. Don't get me wrong, man. I'm still figuring it out. Like, I don't really have a clue what I'm doing. I'm just winging it like everyone is.
Definitely. But
the reason that I'm sat here having this kind of conversation right now on a podcast, like, in Bali, even though I'm just about to leave, but I've been here for a while, but it all started with going to the gym. Mm-hmm. Believe it or not, people don't realize it. And I mean, I seen your post from like your kind of 3 years difference, yeah. And I don't think people realize that anyone that you see that's maybe doing something, or you might look up to them, they started off in a fucking vulnerable position. Like, I seen that post about you that 3 years ago, you could barely walk into a room.
Definitely, mate. Like, that is so true, mate. I actually remember, right? I know exactly what Christian was talking about. So, like, basically, I still have anxiety to this day. Like, I actually do, Mac. Like, it can cripple me to a degree sometimes. I just know how to handle it, right? So, anyone that kind of listens to it and goes, I don't get what it's like, is like, I fucking love and believe it, mate. But it was like, I remember 3 years ago, we were going up Goat Fell. And, like, that was the first time I'd met, like, obviously, the Ready for Anything team. And obviously, it was Project Level Up back then. And mate, I was shitting myself. Like, I was absolutely shitting myself. Mm-hmm. And it was like Becky and all that kind of stuff. I was pure nervous talking to Becky, and because I'd seen her on Instagram. Like, I can't remember some of the other guys. I was nervous talking to Ailey. Christ, Josh wasn't even there. He wasn't even in the program at this point and all that kind of stuff, man. Like, I remember seeing Christian in person for the first time. I was like, oft, there's KDH, man. It's like pure mental, right? And then like when I think that was that, because you're like, you idolize these people, man. And it's like when I do think about it now, like, at the start of this year, man, I stood up in a room full of 50 very successful people, like very highly driven people, not just like 50 people like off the street, and I'm not like belittling anyone, right? But these people in this room and ready for anything are fucking like inspirational, incredible people. Like, do you know what I mean? Like some seriously successful people. And I just stood there and told my story, like how I used to be addicted to cocaine and how I've changed my life about, and also how I tried to kill myself and now I'm here. Like, it's fucking mental what happens when you just keep doing the fucking thing. Like, I know we always kind of say it, right? And I was like, what is the thing? I'm like, it's different for everyone else, right? But you just need to keep fucking throwing shit at that wall and showing up. And ultimately, asking for help, man. But to touch on, I think I went on a wee bit of a tangent there, right? But it's like to kind of touch on that as well, but being a three-year transformation, people think it happens in 12 weeks, right? So I'm on my 11th week of the photo shoot, right? And you can see the two pictures. Like, it's crazy. Like, we've lost nearly 13 pounds, right? Everything's looking tighter. But that wasn't like, the work didn't happen in 11 weeks. The work's been happening for like 3 years, 5 years, do you know what I mean? And just consistently trying to improve myself, man. Do you know what I mean? It's like, if I went for a photo shoot 3 years ago, I would not look like that. Because I wouldn't have a fucking clue what I was doing. I would just wing it.
Of course. You know what I mean? You wouldn't have any muscle. Like, it takes fucking so many years to build muscle to get into that position. And I think this is the issue. I actually done a post about this, talking about how, like, we live in the age of Amazon Prime and Uber Eats, where people want stuff fucking tomorrow. People order stuff and it comes the same day.
Mate, nowadays, I got a couple of vests for Boohoo, mate, and it was here within 5 years. Was that minted?
Exactly. how fucking unhealthy is that as a society? Because people always just... And, like, we're quite new to this whole fucking game. But even in the last, like, year, I think everything you see on social media is always about a quick fix. It's always about this 8-week challenge, this and that. And it's just so unrealistic, man. Like, people want stuff yesterday and they don't want to put the work in. See, even stuff like, mate, see stuff like Huel. Like, don't get, like, see all that shite. A fucking meal in a fucking plastic bottle. Just laziness. Just like, fucking
do you know what I mean? The only time I've seen a purpose in that, right? Hardest geezer. He was spanking him every day when he was running Africa. Fucking fair dues, man. Honestly, man.
Like, fair enough. That's one in a million, but it's still shit. No, have you actually looked at the ingredients on the back of you?
That's fucked, mate. Like, it's like, see the way I look at it, right? See if there's like 30 ingredients in a bottle. Put it down. it's definitely, it's not going to be good for you, mate. Do you know what I mean? If you're reading that and going, what the fuck is that? Put it down. Just walk away. So, I had one of my old clients, man, was like, ah, it's all right. So I'm struggling with my protein, man, but I've been slamming Huel shakes and that on my lunch. I'm like, why? And he's like, because it's easy. I'm like, but you get an hour for your lunch, don't you? He's like, aye. I'm like, so what the fuck you doing, Tan? I bought a Huel. Like, fucking make your lunch, mate. You've got an hour. He's like, aye, but it's quicker. I'm like, but what are you doing for the other like 55 minutes? Like, do you know what I mean? Like, you've got time. Like, do it. Do you know what I mean? I think as well, man, a lot of people think they just don't have time, mate, and all that stuff, right? But that's so timely. We're kind of speaking. Me and Christian were talking about it, right? And I actually spoke about it in my Monday reset call. It's like a lot of people just aren't in the right mode. People are in, like, healthy lifestyle mode. But, like, they're ticking boxes. Mm. They're going a wee walk. They're training a couple of times a week. Like, they're doing a wee bit. If you want to transform, it's not enough. Like, you need to go into transformation mode. You need to be obsessed with it. You need to really, like, fucking dial in and focus on everything you can and basically don't miss a beat. And I unfortunately see going with a meal replacement fucking shake, that isn't a fucking transformation mode. That's a healthy lifestyle mode because you're still fucking cutting corners. Like, why are you not meal prepping on a fucking Saturday or Sunday? And that's it. Right. And if you don't have enough for lunch, fucking make your lunch. Do you know what I mean? You work for him. Do you know what I mean? Take chicken the night before. You've got time. Fuck's sake.
One thing that I'm very passionate about is like people's relationship with food.
Yeah, you are. And,
like, I've been there myself, but like, just we look at food now as like this fucking pain in the ass. When eating a meal is something, it's like the best part of the day, and replacing the best part of the day. Something in a bottle. It's no fucking how humans are supposed to. And that prick, Stephen Bartlett, I know a lot of people like Diary of a CEO, but I think he's a bit of a prick, to be honest. He pushes that shit, man, constantly. He makes money at it. He doesn't actually. What the fuck does he know about fucking health and fitness? You know what I mean? Who is he to push that? It's his fucking brand. That's why he makes money at it.
Yeah, you always look at things from a bigger picture and look like, what's the agenda? Do you know what I mean? It's like, me and you have got agendas. Everyone's got a fucking agenda. Do you know what I mean? That's why you need to be like, even it's like someone listening to this, right? Like, we might be talking about like, fuck meal replacement shit, right? But like, that's our agenda. Do you know what I mean? You might disagree with that sound, but you need to be true to what you stand for. Do you know what I mean? And a lot of people get sold out. Like, I don't obviously, I actually don't know a lot about Stephen Barlett, right? Or whatever it is, right? But it's like, I guarantee you, he probably, because he's quite a healthy guy, he looks after himself and that stuff. He probably doesn't really like the fact of meal replacement shakes, but he's probably sold it because it's going to make him money. So it's not true to him. Do you know what I mean? So it's like, he's got an agenda pushed by money. Do you know what I mean? So you can always keep that in consideration. And anyone that's listening to this and watching adverts and that, make your own fucking decisions. It's as simple as that. Like, clear the lenses, do not have a perceived agenda, mate. And have your own decisions. If you want to have meal replacement shakes, even though we've said they're shit, go for it, mate. If that's what you want to do, sound. But when you're shitting out fucking liquid, come talk to me. You know what I mean?
Absolutely shitting your pants, man.
What is it? Liquid ass, mate. Pure liquid ass, mate. Now, obviously, we're saying about your relationship with nutrition, man. Like, what would you say? Like, see, when you look back to, like, maybe when you first started training, what was like a thing that you used to do with your food, like to get fucking big or whatever, right? That you look at and go, what the fuck?
Mate, Mark, the worst thing I'd done was eat tuna pasta 6 meals in a row just because it was easy and I could track it easier. How fucking mental, mate, how mental was that? I was eating it, right? Because the worst part is I was a chef as well. So I worked in a marine base.
Yeah.
And in the Navy, the budget's shite, right? But see, when you work with the Marines, mate, you get double the amount of money and you claim for double the amount of people. So you're talking 4 times the amount of money compared to what it was like on a ship. So the budget was quality. You'd be cooking like fillet steaks every night, chicken kievs, all sorts of stuff.
I like how you put like chicken Kievs and a fillet steak like in the same bracket. I rate that. I fucking rate that. You know what I mean? I'm like, fucking love a Kiev, mate.
Fucking do, right, man?
Definitely.
But there was just so much food. It was good quality food as well. I wrote the menus and it was like always nice, healthy food. But see, because I was so obsessed with tracking my calories, I wasn't eating fucking steaks because I couldn't track it as much because we cooked it a certain way. So I would wait till I'd finished dinner service and eat my fucking tuna pasta in the office myself. And I remember eating it one time and I was just like,
what am I doing?
Why am I doing this? Like, this is fucking horrible. And obviously, there's a certain level of like being tuned into it, like you said, in transformation mode, like really dialed into it. But there comes a point where it's like, mate, just eat the fucking steak.
Yeah, and stop eating the hot sauce on it. Enjoy it.
It's good for you. Might not know the exact amount of calories, but a steak's better for you than chewing pasta.
Fucking too right, mate.
Talking down in numbers and all that. And, mate, it really fucking started to wreck my relationship with food, which really started to wreck my relationship with myself. Like, people don't realise this. And this is why my whole fucking mission is to help people lose weight long term and build a better relationship with food. Is because, see, when you have a poor relationship with food, have a poor relationship with yourself. Because, mate, life is not as good as it could be if you need to track every single calorie with it, and if you don't, you'll freak out.
Yep.
Where you can't go out for a meal with your family because you're worried about it. That's no way to fucking live your life. Unless you're a professional bodybuilder, you don't need to go down that path. You don't need to, because like, it's going to, it is honestly going to affect every part of your life. People don't realize how big a deal food is.
100%.
Like, it's massive. What would you say you're kind of, what's one thing that you look back on and you wish that nobody else would ever do again?
There's not like nobody else would ever do again, right? But it was like, I used to have like such a pure I just didn't like food. I say I didn't like food, mate. I just didn't try things. I was like so, it definitely tied in with my anxiety, right? But like, I used to get so nervous with trying like different foods. Like, I'm still, like, see with certain colours and that, see like white sauces, mate, I still get a bit pure, like that's why I don't like mayo, mate. I don't like eggs, mate. I'm like that white stuff. I'm like, see like the pure chicken bakes, gives me the bulk. But fucking,
pure grey, man.
Oh, mate, it's like a bird's ate it. And then just like pure, now when they pure like regurgitate it for their wains to like eat, it's like that. I'm like, fuck that, man. No, then that, mate. Just because I thought you'd kill me. See, to be honest, mate. So, like, when I actually think back to it, man, I remember I was trying to be like healthy, like health, man. And I was like tanning like 10 fucking chicken goujons a night with beans, like that. Devil's bulking, bro. And you're like, what are you doing? Done that like every day, mate, for like 6 months. And like, not that. Aye, mate, it was mental, mate, because I was like, all right, sound, it's chicken, man. Like, what the fuck, man? And then your usual, mate, it was like always a 2 for Tuesdays I would have. Always a 2 for Tuesdays, mate, scramble from. Like, as if it was doing something. I'm like, why the fuck am I doing this, man? But when I actually do kind of think about it, when I first started training and my nutrition was like so shit. It's like, I would, when I was still working at printers, mate, so like a day in my eating would be like, I would have like a banana in one of the Weetabix Go drink things. I remember one of the boys used to always say to me, is that, I find this funny you drink that every day, because I always remember like the pure, he worked in, I don't know what it was, right, but he was working in town in a bookies or something, and he was like, all the junkies in the morning would always tan their Weetabix on the go and then go to pharmacy. I'm like, dynamite, man. So I'd have like that in the morning, and then for lunch it would be like, I can't remember what it was, right, but it was like broccoli, right, and like a chicken breast, but it was like wrapped in something, like, what's that paper before you cook it, like you wrap the chicken in it and you press the paper onto it and then you put it, like, you cook it. I can't remember what it's called, but it was barbecue or something like that shit. I'd have that every day, mate. Every fucking day, mate. And then go up the road and have my chicken dipples, and I thought that was good. Like, you're like, what the fuck? And then obviously, like, that's not even like a lot of food. So I get to 9 o'clock, man, I'd be stoned at my nut, and I'm like, he's a dairy milk, man. Fucking tanning, like, dairy milk after dairy milk. Just like ignoring it and be like, ah, health, man. What the fuck? So I think you'd like, not that you need to go through that, right, but see if I never like had that phase where I was just an absolute weapon with my nutrition. Like, I wouldn't be as in tune with it anyway, and I wouldn't have been able to pull the pin as much as I have been over the past 10 weeks. And to kind of touch on that, well, a lot of people like they'll instantly go for a photo shoot, right, and I'm just watching them, like, not even watching them, but just going, they're not ready for a photo shoot. Like, yeah, they might get any like good condition, but a couple of things are going to happen here. They're going to get absolutely fucking scunnered and never want to touch the gym again and never really train. See it happen all the time, man. I've got mates that are like that. And then, like, the relationship with their nutrition and that kind of stuff goes out the window. And see, like, their overall happiness, because they've never been in that position where they're, like, they're in, like, a bit of pain, optionally, for a while. Yeah, mate, they've never been there before. That's 3 things that are going to happen to somebody who's, like, new to the training, new to trying to sort their life out. What do you think is going to happen after 12 weeks? Like, they're going to go back to their old ways, if not fucking worse, and end up overweight again, end up depressed again, end up fucked, all because of, like, I'm going to do a photo shoot, mate. I'm like, ah, mate, you're not ready. And, like, some people can put a pinch of salt, right, whatever, and there'll be people going, oh, you can fucking work, blah, 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 blah. Some people aren't ready for it, and they just jump into it because they think that's what they need. They don't need that. You need a fucking structure plan.
I've done it. I probably never done it too early, to be honest, but I wasn't kind of aware of how much it was going to actually negatively affect me. Yeah. And I think it's one of the things that you're chasing this image of how you should look. Mm-hmm. And you don't realise, like, as you start to look better and better, you start to feel worse. And that isn't like a long-term thing. I don't mean that you look better, you start to feel worse, but when you get to a point where you've got really low body fat and you're very restrictive with your food, which you need to be to lose weight, to push yourself to do a photo shoot. I mean, you're only like 10 days away from one to know, but I imagine you're probably doing it better than I fucking did a couple of years ago because you've done the reps, you've got the skill that it takes to manage all that. But even then, I bet your fucking energy is still pretty low because it should be, it's supposed to be, but it's not. Mate, photo shoot's probably the hardest thing I've ever done.
See, I would counterbalance that, right? I would actually say it's one of the easiest things I've ever done. because all I need to do is be boring. Like, literally all I've done is just be boring. I would like, but I don't know if it's like because it is just autopilot and I'm like, sound whatever. But I wouldn't say it's been easy, right? But it's been easy because of the work I've been putting in for the past couple of years. It's as simple as that. Do you know what I mean? Like, I just had to change a couple of degrees. That was it. Do you know what I mean? And then we've just upped that and ante and all that stuff. It's like, even like, to kind of put people into perspective, right? Like, I've done this photo shoot, right? I've done Hyrox. I won 03 Hyrox. Do you know what I mean? I'm going to Berlin. I was at Alpen Towers the other week, man. Like, it's fucking, and like, we're on point with it, so it can be done. But you just need to know what the fuck you're doing. It's as simple as that. Do you know what I mean? It's like, if you don't have a fucking clue what you're doing, your nutrition and your training, doing a photo shoot is probably the worst thing ever. Like, yeah, it'll make you show up, but you have this image in your head. They're like, oh, the only way I can get fucking fit and healthy, man, is eating at tubs. I would honestly say I've ate out either like a Nando's, a Wagamama's, or like went to a restaurant probably once every week throughout this photo shoot. Easy. And I've just, but the whole hang is I've just not been a dick, and the 1% have been done. Like, if it's 8 o'clock at night and I still need to get steps in, I move, I go walk. Do you know what I mean? My sleep, I'm getting 8 hours fucking minimum. Like, that's it. Do you know what I mean? And the training, right? Fuck me. Like, a lot of people, especially when they get to this point of photo shoot, like, they'll start playing on how weak they feel. And they're like, oh, I just couldn't get it done, man. Bullshit, you signed up for it. Pull your socks up and get on with it. You know what I mean? Do the fucking work. And that's kind of that. It's like, Jinka, what I be doing? Fucking 50 reps of hip extensions that fucking Ailey decides to program? No. But it needs to be done. And then, as I say this morning, there was a fucking 19K run I had to get ticked off. Shit gets done. Do you know what I mean? A lot of people sign up for stuff and then just go, oh, I'm a bit tired, mate. Like, what did you expect? What did you expect? Like, of course you're going to be fucking tired, mate. Do you know what I mean? You're depleted, mate. I think that's where a lot of people go wrong, man. And see, because they're not in a position mentally to handle that. People might not like me saying that, but they're just not ready to handle that state. It's just not a good idea for what comes at the other end. Yeah, you've got a good before and after picture, mate, right? But you're not equipped enough to handle it. And 9 times out of 10, because the habits are there, the standards aren't there. You fuck it after it. Do you know what I mean? Like, you just do. Do you know what I mean? So, I just think some reps under their belt before they go for like photo shoots and that kind of stuff, because understand that, yeah, the physique is your bread and butter. But the whole reason why you've decided to do something is to feel the best you've ever felt. Remember that. That's why anyone does anything. Do you know what I mean? That's that. Unless you're
it's supposed to be health and fitness. I know we've spoke a lot about fucking fitness in this episode, but just one of the things, but it is a lot of people actually push the health part to the side when it comes to health and fitness. Yeah. And they just focus on fucking mad shit, like doing a photo shoot or doing something, some big run or whatever. And it's like, you do realize that that's way, way, way past what you should be doing. Mm. And you're going to hurt yourself and end up like really no well.
Scarred,
which is obviously part of life, I suppose. But
I was like, thing with half marathon like 3 years ago, like, up, you're mentally scarred. I was like, oh, fuck this.
Or like, never again.
Like, fuck. Yeah,
like, I mean, what we were saying there, it's like your relationship with food and food and nutrition is the most important. I would say it's the biggest part of life, and it just gets neglected too much, man. And like, my diet's no fucking amazing. Nobody's really is, unless you're an absolute athlete, unless you're restrictive as fuck. We all eat takeaways now and again. We all have a wee chocolate bar now and again. And definitely, in my opinion, there's nothing wrong with that. Some people will tell you not to do that, but I think we live in a world now where it's like people get made to feel terrible for having a wee blip.
Fucking
realistic nowadays, man.
Yeah, 100%, mate. It's life, mate. Do you know what I mean? It's like, fuck, I've still had chocolate for this photoshop prep, mate. And like, there's no two ways about it. I'm looking fucking ridiculous. Like, do you know what I mean? So it's like, fucking, calm down, man. Do you know what I mean? But it's like, because some people have like a Freddo, and then they'll be thinking about the next Freddo, and they're like, ah, mate, just have one Freddo, fuck's it. Calm down, mate.
Do you know what I used to do that is fucking stupid? Instead of just having like a bit of chocolate that I wanted, I'd have like a wee skinny whip bar, right? Which is low in calories, but it's low in calories because of how fucking small it is. It's not low in calories because it's like that special fucking recipe. It's because it's tiny. And then I'd go, I'll have another one. I mean, I'd end up eating like 7 fucking skinny Whip bars.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You don't like them.
You know what I mean? Like, how daft is that? But we've all been there.
I know.
Fucking low calorie everything, man.
Well, I sat up, man, as well, man. It's like everything's like low calorie, high protein. You know, that's all buzzwords, man. Like, it actually is, because, like, see, if you look, like, what was that? That was like, was it protein pancakes for Aldi or some shit, right? It's like, you look at it back then, and I can't even. I think it's like 11, 12 calories, which got grams of protein, right? Which is, But it's like, I think like the crumpets I mean at the other end of the shop, man. One crumpet's like 12 fucking grams of protein, and it's just a normal crumpet. Do you know what I mean? And you're like, it tastes a bit better, man. Because I've had the protein pancakes for Aldi, man. They like, I don't know how, if like they're dead, I don't know, they're dead moist when you pick them out the packet. They feel a bit weird. I don't know what that is, man. It's like, you look at them and go, I could probably like slap somebody with this and it would hurt. You're like, it's just like a weapon.
Everything's just marketing nowadays, isn't it? But we kind of got a bit fucking lost there. We've not even spoke about kind of how you've been. We just
I'm fucking tired. I'm all right, man. I feel good, man. Wait, Berlin tomorrow, mate. I'm actually buzzing, man. Berlin
tomorrow,
mate. So like, we need to get up at 3 o'clock, man. Pick up some of the troops and then drive over to Edinburgh and then the flights. I think the flights are like 6 or something, mate. Which will be good, man. I'm still going to be like working as normal, mate. And then I've got training to do, man. I've got a big double date to hit, man. Like, I've got fucking tomorrow. I need to, I hate when everyone says it. So I'm just being busy as fuck. Like, I'm actually so busy, mate. And I've got, normally Thursday's my double training day. So, like, I need to land, find a gym, train, do what we're doing during the day, and then fucking run. Do you know what I mean? But Berlin's like flat as fuck. So it says zone 2, but I'm like, fuck your zone 2s. I'm going for it. Do you know what I mean? Pure pee pee. I'm like, fucking yes. Definitely, man. Like, pure hitting PBs on 2,000 calories. Like, here we go. But, so I've got that to look forward to, mate. What else is happening? Obviously, George is actually doing Hyrox over there. I was fucking just been talking about myself earlier, how selfish. But George is doing our first Hyrox in Berlin on Saturday. That's why we're actually going, which is going to be mega, man. I'm absolutely buzzing to see her just fucking smash it. Her and Anna are doing it together, which will just be pure energy, man. The only brutal thing is I can't have a stein. Like, I like beer, but I can't justify having a stein 7 days out for a photo shoot. I just can't do it. Like, I'll still have a pint, and then I'll go into the gins, which is probably more dangerous for everyone, because fucking Kieran on gins, man. Whoa, fuck me, man.
Okay.
Start getting started. You know what I mean? Walking about as if I own the place.
I'm a fucking big man when I've had any spirits, and especially vodka. I turn into an arsehole. That's why I don't really drink anymore.
You talking to?
basically, I start getting... it's weird though, because in my head, I think I'm having a laugh, but I'm actually being a dick.
Your eyebrows up, you're like, what the fuck are you saying, mate? You're like, alright.
No aggressive, but pushing people about and like, think I'm having a laugh, but really it's like, mate, you're just acting the fanny. Why is not?
Are you one of the guys that puts a mate in a headlock, like, just when it's not the time and place?
Probably, maybe not anywhere, but I used to do shit like that, or I used to just, like, push people, you know what I mean? Just shove them.
All right, mate. It'd be one of the ones you pure push me about. Why have you done this, mate?
I pure get cunts in a headlock and throw them about and end up spilling drinks everywhere and then think I'm pure having a laugh when really I'm just being a fanny. But here, that's part of life, innit, man?
Chapters, mate. It's all about chapters, mate. Do you know what I mean?
Life is full of chapters, man. And my chapter's coming to an end, and yours is starting soon.
Like, literally, mate, you're back for about 6 days, and then I'm away. You come back in the 30th, mate, and then I'm away in the 7th or something. Quick maths, 8 days or something. You know what I mean? Fucking madness, mate. Absolutely fucking madness, man. It'll be good, but, mate, I'm excited
for it, man. But mate, will we wrap that up there, mate? It's been 35 minutes here, it's just fucking shit.
Right, let's wrap it up, man. Tell me straight.
Therefore, man.
You wrap it up, Kieran, because it's always me. You have a wee shot.
I'll wrap it up, man. Right, team, thank you very much for getting this far in the podcast, man. If anyone wants to tag us in Shield replacement shakes, fucking go for it, man. We'll go head to head with them. Nah, I'm not joking, man. But guys, I hope you've enjoyed it. Always and as usual, share it to your stories.
Tell your mod and gran about it. Get the fucking word out there. Help make the Real Life Podcast the biggest in fucking Scotland. I want you to make it happen, man. Do you know what I mean? But guys, thank you very much for tuning in, man. We will have something in store for you in the next couple of weeks. Can't share it too soon, but you're going to like it. So guys, enjoy and peace out.
Yeah, cheers.